Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are in the middle of a serious crisis, and it's one that the corporate media are loath to even hint at. The reason is obvious. To hint at it means that you have to acknowledge that the responsibility for all this bad stuff lies with President Biden and his leadership team. But Glenn Reynolds was not afraid to write about it in the New York Post. He writes, "Our military civilian leadership is corrupt and incompetent. The brass commands respect neither among the citizenry nor the forces it commands. Mid-level officers are in a rage, a dangerous phenomenon that in many other nations triggers insurrections and coups." That is a true statement. Meanwhile, the officers who actually do things are furious. A series of encrypted messages leaked to the media shows officers on the ground in Kabul blasting their orders, complaining that they were being forced to leave Americans behind. "We are blanking, abandoning American citizens," wrote a colonel with the 82nd Airborne Detachment there. Regular troops were reportedly apoplectic that they weren't allowed to go rescue U.S. citizens, as British and French forces did. As this debacle unfolds, the field and company grade officers, captains through colonels, are complaining about a double standard in military management. If they mess up even a little bit, their careers are over. But when the generals mess up, there are no consequences, even when lives or billions of dollars are wasted. Then they retire to fat contractor paychecks. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller resigned his commission after Kabul to demand accountability from his superiors. He couldn't stay, he said, because he lost trust and confidence in them. His words have been echoed publicly and in private by many others of similar rank. And this is against the background of endless loose talk by our high political leaders about coups and insurrections and sedition. The laughable Capitol riot didn't rise to that level. But in a show of insecurity, the Capitol was ringed by 25,000 troops, several times as many as were sent to rescue Americans from Kabul. This is Banana Republic stuff here. And Reynolds takes the time to point out the reasons a military coup is unlikely. He said, "With so much of our government and even our domestic military force divided up among the states, a coup is much harder to pull off. And with our institutions weakened as they are, still comparatively strong, we aren't likely to see a 7 days in May scenario in the near future." I throw in there the sworn oath to the Constitution that all military members take, even if their high command is less trustworthy. But what worries me as a crisis is the weakened military response capability when the top brass have lost the confidence of the troops. The same disarray and incompetence that alienate the ranks is highly visible to China, Iran, North Korea, and assorted other less organized bad guys around the world. What if an adept crisis response is needed and the brass can't respond coherently to this? What if they give suicidal orders that make no sense? We have. We're only 8 months into the Biden administration, and our military and diplomatic weakness is highly provocative. It is a red flag, or a red cape, if you will. And we can expect responses from those who see this opportunity. An incapable military and political leadership not respected by the troops is a recipe for disaster. With Trump, when Trump went to see the troops were happy. Trump was an imperfect man, is an imperfect man in every way. But he inspired and he led. And he didn't mind getting out there on the ground. And he did it a couple of times unannounced. And being a president and going to these far-flung places and doing these far-flung things is not, sometimes that's not the smartest thing to do. And yet he would do it on a regular basis. Biden and the entire part of the Democrats, they seem to look at the military as sort of like a, like Antifa. You know, we'll use them when we need them. They don't need our reassurance. They just need to follow their orders. They don't understand that when you have people in an all-voluntary force, and, you know, one thing that they're not even addressing that I don't hear anybody talking about, I've seen this. I've seen this in various other places. Among the troops, they're telling the troops that if they don't take the vaccine within 30 days, they will be separated from the service involuntarily. And they will be given a less than honorable discharge, I think, if I'm correct about this. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard of the military doing that. And yet they are here doing that kind of stuff. And at the same time, the guys that actually do things on the ground, your field grades, your company grades, they're angry. And I don't know, the only way for that to actually overhaul itself would be for everybody in the whatever happens the next go-around when we have the next president. The next president needs to clean out the Pentagon to begin with. He needs to get rid of the Lieutenant Colonel Vindmans and on up. He needs to make Milley resign. He needs to put Austin away. Milley and Austin should be resigning out of disgrace. I've never known a time, and I mean, I worked after I became a non-commissioned officer. I worked around enough officers to know that sometimes there would be some things that they might question, but the level of autonomy they give to an officer in the field is primarily, this is what we want you to go do. Let us know when it's done, and then they don't. They don't. When you're in the military, you're not being overwatched like that. Your team, your group, you have a leader, EIEIO, but that guy has a lot of autonomy doing it. That's not something you can teach. It is something you can inspire. And I don't know how inspired some of these guys are going to be when the next thing comes to a head. And believe me, the next thing is just around the bend. Because everybody noticed Kabul. Everybody noticed what happened in Kabul. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Soothing, isn't it? From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when
you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So then, Anthony Fauci, maybe his deadly reign of incompetence will come to an end because The Intercept, which is a hard left publication, has revealed 900 pages of government documents definitively proving that Fauci used his position to fund gain-of-function research into bat viruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then, to compound that, he lied about it to Congress. I know what some of you are saying. You're saying, well, Bill, who wouldn't lie to Congress? That may be so. Since February 2020, the wizened Fauci has been the face of the government's response to the pandemic. And in the ensuing 20 months, he was frequently wrong, incredibly arrogant, and deeply dishonest. But because he was the anti-Trump, we were stuck with him. Democrats especially appreciated how he dismissed treating COVID with time-tested and affordable medicines like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and instead insisted on masks and lockdowns and mandated vaccines. In July, during a Senate Health Committee hearing, Senator Rand Paul directly accused Fauci of using his position to fund illegal gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute. The Hill, which reported on the hearing, assured its readers that Paul was making an unsubstantiated accusation. And Fauci came out swinging in response to Senator Paul's accusations. He said, Senator Paul, you do not know what you're talking about. If anybody's lying here, Senator, it is you. You really need to watch that little clip. I've watched it. And as you listen to Fauci, remember that money is fungible and that insights gained from one area of research can easily be applied to another. And Fauci's gift of the American funds made the WIV richer and better able to create Frankenstein viruses. If you watch that exchange, one thing that you should be very well aware of as you watch it is that this, when you're watching this, this is how sociopaths lie. They lie with verve and assurance. And because in their own conscienceless brain, they're always in the right. Whatever they need to say to defend themselves is their truth, and it is as good as the truth. People with morals and a conscience can't do that. Now, The Intercept aggressively attacked Senator Paul after the hearing. Glenn Greenwald, who funded The Intercept and then got the boot for being insufficiently totalitarian, posits that it was then that the outlet sought to bolster its attack on Rand Paul by filing a FOIA request against the National Institutes of Health. Well, they got their request, but what happened instead was that The Intercept received over 900 pages of documents showing it was Fauci who lied. Richard E. Ebright, a professor of chemistry and chemical biology at Rutgers, summarized what those documents revealed. He said the trove of documents includes two previously unpublished grant proposals that were funded by NIAID, as well as project updates relating to the EcoHealth Alliance's research, which has been scrutinized amid increased interest in the origins of the pandemic. Showed that the 2014 and 2019 NIH grants to EcoHealth, with subcontracts to WIV, funded gain-of-function research as defined in federal policies in effect in 2014-2017, and potential pandemic pathogen enhancement as defined in federal policies in effect in 2017 to present. Which, that you would refer to, most of the time you would refer to something like that as the smoking gun. He further says the documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and the NIAID director, Anthony Fauci, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at WIV are untruthful. Senator Paul, I fully understand it. He got on Twitter to take a well-deserved victory lap. He said, surprise, surprise, Fauci lied again. And I was right about his agency funding novel coronavirus research at Wuhan. Last year revealed to America that our most lauded experts are idiots, and in the case of Fauci and Collins, highly culpable, dishonest idiots. Everything they told us has been proven wrong, from COVID's origins to the lockdowns to the masks and to the attacks on affordable early treatment to the vaccine safety and efficacy. We also learned that all Democrats and some Republicans who have political or administrative power will abuse it. Democrats also weaponized COVID to corrupt our elections and saddle us with a corrupt, senile president who has opened America's borders, destroyed her economy, creating a glide path for Islamic extremists to come here, degraded America's standing in the world, handed power to the Chinese, and in all probability, will give a nuclear pass to Iran. So, assuming that we survive as a democratic republic, operating under our Constitution, we now get to take stock. We should be taking stock of everything they've assumed since the Cold War's end. Here are some of the lessons. Number one, cultural Marxism is the road to totalitarianism. Number two, Democrats are fascists under Mussolini's ultimate definition of fascism, all within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state or the Democrats. Number three, the tech tyrants must be reined in for what they are. They're the primary vehicle through which Democrats implement fascism. Number four, the mainstream media, which collaborates with the techs, is another fascism facilitator. Ditto Hollywood. Almost all American schools, I forgot what number I'm on, whether K-12 or colleges and universities, do not educate. They indoctrinate. Borders matter. And scientism, which is a form of blind worship, is entirely different from science, which is a methodology used to reproduce experiments to prove theories that are never immune to challenges. Oh, yeah. And Fauci's an idiot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
75% of adults in the United States have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. The CDC updating the vaccination rate on Tuesday, adding that just over 64% of adults are fully vaccinated against the virus. The State Department continues to work on evacuating American citizens and Afghan allies who helped the United States in the war in Afghanistan. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes President Biden for not doing more to get Americans out of the country.
You don't go vacation in Delaware. You don't go campaign for Gavin Newsom next week. You focus on the fact that there are still Americans left behind in Afghanistan, and that should be the number one focus of this administration.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the number of Americans stranded in Afghanistan remains unclear. This is USA Radio News. President Biden on Wednesday made remarks to honor the country's labor unions, the president explaining what benefits labor unions have led to over the years.
Health care, a pension, God willing, higher wages in a safer workplace, and protections against discrimination and harassment.
Biden continues by saying the country was built up by those in the middle class who participated in unions.
Every day we remember that America wasn't built by Wall Street. They're not all bad folks on Wall Street. I'm not suggesting that. But they didn't build America. It was built by the middle class. And unions built the middle class.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is firing back at critics over the state's new abortion law. The governor defending the state's law, which bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected.
It provides at least 6 weeks for a person to be able to get an abortion.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm enjoying the how we keep getting told that Joe Biden has plummeting approval ratings. Like he has. Who approves of what Joe Biden's doing? Who approves of that? I mean, I don't know of anybody that approves of it. I must confess, though, that I don't have very many left-leaning friends. I don't know if that's a feature or a bug. Nor do I care. I've been informed by all the smart people of the smartness that have a, you know, that have a beer. Joe was a popular and beloved figure of respect. And well, that's not a thing in the wake of Operation Craven Buck Out. He's polling worse than a fat chick with pit hair dancing to cherry pie down at the Chamomile Gazette. That may be the wrong polling, but I think you get my gist. Now, so what's President Asterisk doing in Delaware every weekend, for example? I bet the most transparent Hester's administration in American history isn't trying to hide something like this crusty goon's manifest dementia. That couldn't be it. Now, could it? I don't know. I guess it could be it. But I digress. But now the polls are in, and even though I've told you numerous times not to the polls, they can be entertaining sometimes. Even if, you know, I don't trust them. What do you know about them now? What have you seen? Americans, turns out, don't enjoy being utterly humiliated in public, which explains why the Bulwark staff always seems to be out of step with normal people. And watching Biden and his cast of bemedaled and pompous nincompoops fumble around like a pack of monkeys trying to make love to a greasy football is not quite the confidence builder the Dems were hoping to see going into 2022. Because we were promised normalcy, weren't we? Now that the adults are in charge, and on that basis, some of them, maybe, the ones that were alive, voted for this bozo. And now America is racked by nostalgia for mean tweets. If this is normal, weird is beginning to look great. And here's the problem. Polls are beginning to reflect this. And what you got to remember about the polls is that the polls are always heavily stacked towards the Democrats. So when you see they're beginning to reflect it, even the ones with the plus 72 Democrat crosstabs, maybe people don't like people who suck. And this becomes a problem for the overall setup for the totalitarians. Now, the polls do raise the question of who the hell are the people who think this dingus is doing just fine? Because he's not just bad. He's bad to the nth power. He doesn't just lose a war. Any Democrat can just lose a war. No, he abandons a bunch of Americans after promising on camera not to abandon anybody. You want more? Fine. His incompetence manages to get 13 of our troops killed, and his chef's kiss is babbling about his good son who did not die in or because of a war between the bored glances at his Rolex. Still not bad enough? How about that $85 billion in weapons to the Taliban and then unleashing his fact-checker lackeys to correct the record? Actually, it was only $65 billion. Well, I'm glad for that. I was worried. Still have any doubts? How about murdering a bunch of loyal puppies? And yet, there are people still thinking, well, I guess I got his back. Here's $5. Give me a gallon of gas. Now, these voters don't really love Joe. What they love is not Trump, and they love not Trump as deeply and passionately as Jeffrey Toobin loves himself on a Zoom call. And what they're doing supporting Biden is what Toobin is doing in that Zoom call, except the only thing Toobin got killed was his last shred of dignity. I began to get suspicious every time Biden start going back to Delaware every weekend by choice. I mean, who goes to Delaware? Live voluntarily, except some lawyers for Fortune 500 corporations looking for a friendly legal venue. Delaware is New Jersey without the charm. You don't go there unless it's kicking and screaming or if you have something to hide. Have something to hide. Makes you think, doesn't it? That makes you think a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Makes me think. What could a creepy elderly pervert have to hide such that he would have to take off to America's little, you know, to the basically the heel of the little toe of America. Maybe he's getting visits. Now, at the White House, they keep detailed logs of who comes in. And those are public records. Same with Camp David. But at the very expensive Biden ranch, which I assume he bought on his public servant salary, let's just say he has a certain flexibility being out of the spotlight. Now, who might come to see this drooling mound of animated dust? I don't know. Maybe some skeevy foreigners coming to lay their 10% on them. That could be it, right? Now, that would actually require Hunter's presence. And he's busy with his new career as a respected artist. And, of course, his canvas is random hookers and strippers. Maybe it's the stripper baby grandkid. Nah, that's the one kid Grabby McTouch too much has shown zero interest in. Maybe it's his core of competent, intelligent, and successful advisors who have helped him become the superstar winner that have made him beloved and respected by all. Can't be that. Is it a doctor? A doctor that his other treating doctor, Dr. Jill, doesn't want everyone knowing about? Like a head doctor? I'm not saying that there are rumors floating around about his incompetentness that goes back to Delaware every weekend for what he can be secretly and apparently ineffectively treated for, which is his rapidly accelerating dementia by doctors who can avoid signing in and remain the Biden's crusty little secret. And I'm also not saying that such rumors are flying about. But I am looking forward to a couple of years from now when we can look at this in a different light. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the horrific 9/11 terrorist attack. And I'm taking stock of the past two decades, of all that we've won and all we may have lost. We've seen Americans come together in unity in our darkest hour. There have been many such attacks like this since that one, and we foiled them. And we've watched our country shine as a beacon of freedom and hope like it never had before. But this did not come without tremendous, heartbreaking cost. Because as the nation stood to defend its liberty and its value and its way of life, hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters risked their lives in that defense, and thousands paid the ultimate price for it. More than 3,600 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines from at least 32 countries, including nearly 2,500 Americans, were killed serving in Afghanistan to make America and the world safer. They kept terror at bay and kept America free. And it is a debt that we're never, ever going to be able to repay. So, we should try to, on this 20th anniversary, we should try to honor everything that they've done. And our world today has grown no less dangerous. Indeed, the threats we face multiply by the year. Evil never sleeps. We face a resurgent threat from transnational terrorism, a threat that has found new life under President Joe Biden's ill-advised and poorly executed withdrawal from Afghanistan, and his actions have opened the door for a more dangerous future. So, on this 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, the Taliban are going to have more territorial control of Afghanistan than it did on September 11th, 2001. They will also be better armed than it was in 2001, with billions of dollars in our equipment and weaponry that the president had the military leave behind during his bungled evacuation. And worse is that they have hundreds of American hostages that they didn't have in 2001. These weren't hostages they took. These were hostages we left behind, that President Joe left behind, that he told would not be left behind. They'll use these hostages to barter for more money and weapons to use to commit more terrorist attacks. New territory, new weaponry, hostages, and the fact that the Taliban was able to release thousands of fellow terrorists from American prisons in Afghanistan as they overtook the country will make Afghanistan a new hub for terrorism and more of a threat than it was on September 11th, 2001. They will also be able to launch a major recruitment drive for jihadist groups, as nothing attracts new followers like the success they were just handed by the most powerful nation in the world. Terrorists are now welcome in Afghanistan again, and terrorist groups will be flocking there. Just a few days ago, Osama bin Laden's former head of security, Amin al-Haq, returned to Afghanistan after being gone for the past 20 years. Now that Biden has gave up our counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan, he's saying we can instead strike terrorists using our over-the-horizon capability. The problem is, that doesn't actually match reality. As cool as drones are, and over-the-horizon weapons, sometimes you got to put boots on the ground. The queen of battle. Sometimes. It's difficult to carry out airstrikes or drone strikes when you don't have intelligence and assets on the ground telling the military what to hit. You have to have these. They're called forward observers, President Joe. You got to have them. You either got to cultivate them or you got to have your own there. Moreover, because of this botched pullout, not only have America's adversaries become more emboldened, but America's friends and allies are seriously questioning our resolve for future conflicts. That's a problem. That's a problem. In the past 2 weeks, our Heritage Foundation experts have spoken to nearly 20 diplomats, including at least four ambassadors, and all have expressed the same concern about this administration and the stunning lack of American leadership under this president. We have alienated our allies, and this alienation of our allies couldn't come at a worse time. As we now face rising threats from an increasing adversarial Chinese Communist Party, from Vladimir Putin's Russia, and from a nuclear-armed Iran that has for years pledged death to America. Now, the course that Joe Biden has set for America is not inevitable. In September 11th, 2011, we showed that we were resilient and determined and strong. Do we want to sit here and believe for any degree of time that we cannot be that again? at this moment in our nation's history, not just on this day, but every day going forward, we have to resolve to stand unified against the forces that would seek to destroy us. That's easier said than done sometimes. I mean, it's okay as the United States to bend over, to be bent, to bend in the wind, whatever you want to put it. But we will never, ever break. And as long as we resolve to ourselves to be that way, we should be okay. But my question becomes this. Do we have to have a horrendous event occur in order for us to unify? Do we have to have another 9/11? I hope and pray that the answer to that one is no, because for anybody out there that might say, well, a 9/11 would come in handy because then, well, then we could, we could unify and we could do this and we could do that. And you know, think about that just for a second, if you would. That means people got to die. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in seeing innocence shattered that way again. And it has rebuilt itself. There's a surprising amount of naivete out there today from a group of people that either don't remember or weren't alive when 9/11 happened. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by my wounded, weaponized woman, Makita Bussey. She's bringing a personal trainer guest on in to talk about fitness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.